This mindfulness practice has to do with sitting with difficulty. There are a couple ways to use this practice. If you already have something difficult and you're willing to sit with it, you can use whatever's already there. Or to really start the practice to start sitting with things that are difficult, you may want to think about something about a 3 out of 10 in terms of difficulty. And when we get to that part in the practice, you can bring that to mind. So maybe a fight with a friend or something that's kind of annoying. And again, if you've practiced this before or if you're willing, you can certainly use something a little more difficult. Starting by noticing the sensations of sitting, noticing your feet on the ground, noticing the sensation of the chair or the couch. And then when you're ready, bringing attention to wherever in your body your breath is making itself known. That might mean doing a scan of various places in your body where your breath might be, like perhaps the air coming in and out of your nostrils. Perhaps you can feel air in your mouth breathing. Maybe it's air flowing through your chest. Or maybe it's the sensation of the abdomen stretching. Not trying to control anything or change anything. Just letting the breath breathe itself. Remembering that it's normal for minds to wander. Maybe your mind is wandering to thoughts, worries, plans, daydreams. This is just what minds do. And every time you notice getting distracted, noticing where your mind went, maybe congratulating yourself for being mindful and reconnecting with your experience, and then gently escorting attention back to wherever in your body your breath is making itself known. Taking opportunities to bring kindness to your awareness. Getting curious about where your mind is and what's happening. Noting wherever the mind goes and gently bringing attention back to the breath. Perhaps bringing attention to the inhale and the exhale as a way to ground your attention. continuing to notice any distraction, bring your mind back from wherever it went to the breath in the body. Now, shifting awareness to include physical sensations throughout the entire body, continuing to hold an awareness of wherever your breath is making itself known, and becoming aware of the body as a whole and the changing patterns and sensations throughout the body. Maybe experiencing breath throughout the body as if the entire body is breathing. Perhaps noticing more specific physical sensations of the body, maybe touch with the chair, pressure, temperature, pain, tension, and holding all sensations in awareness. And anytime the mind is drifting, congratulating yourself when you notice. I'm waking up. Gently noting wherever your mind was and bringing attention back to the breath and the sense of the body as a whole. Just noticing exactly how things are in this moment. Nothing to change. Just being in this moment. Noticing the breath and the body as a whole. Continuing to notice where the mind is going, perhaps labeling where it went, and gently bringing attention back again to the breath and the body. While you've been sitting, perhaps noticing if your attention is being pulled away to painful thoughts and emotions. perhaps trying something different now. Instead of simply noticing that your mind is drifting to painful thoughts or emotions and gently bringing it back, perhaps allowing that thought or feeling to remain in the mind. Or if your thoughts and feelings haven't been drifting, perhaps bringing to mind that 3 out of 10 to try something different here. Allowing difficulty in thoughts to linger for a moment. And as it's lingering, seeing if you notice any physical sensations in the body that have come along with that thought or feeling. Maybe there's a physical sensation that stands out, or maybe doing a quick scan of the body to see if anything has become into awareness after keeping in mind some of those painful thoughts or feelings. After noticing any sensations, perhaps deliberately moving the focus of attention to the part of the body where the sensations are the strongest. Perhaps breathing into this region on the in-breath and breathing out of this region on the out-breath. Not changing sensations or experiences, simply exploring them. If you've been doing this practice and have not noticed any difficulties or concerns in this moment, and if you haven't yet, perhaps deliberately bringing to mind a difficulty that's going on in your life at this moment that you don't mind staying with for a short while. Maybe it's just something unpleasant or unresolved. Maybe a misunderstanding or an argument. Or a situation in which you feel angry, regret, or guilty. And if you still haven't thought of something, perhaps thinking about something from the past that caused unpleasantness, simply as a way to practice sitting with difficulty. As you're noticing difficult thoughts coming up, or as you've brought them to your mind, taking time to tune into any physical sensations in the body that are making themselves known. noting what feelings arise, perhaps labeling anger is here, sadness, fear, shame, guilt. And as you've identified these feelings, physical sensations, thoughts, using those physical sensations as a guide, directing attention to the place in the body where the sensations are the strongest. You may have noticed that the sensations have shifted since the beginning of this practice. So following wherever the sensations go. And practicing, embracing, and welcoming those sensations. Perhaps breathing into that part of the body on the in-breath and out on the out-breath. Bringing a curiosity to the sensations you're experiencing, exploring the sensations as they're occurring, and noticing them shift in intensity from one moment to the next. And while attending to them, unpleasantness and all, perhaps trying to deepen acceptance of the sensations, of the thoughts, of the emotions. Maybe thinking, it is here now. Whatever it is, it's already here. Softening your body and opening up to the sensations. Letting go, tensing and bracing. Maybe saying to yourself, softening, opening, while breathing. While doing this practice, making choices that are best for you. Perhaps choosing to stay with the awareness and exploring the sensations, or perhaps choosing to bring attention back to the breath in the body. Perhaps going back and forth a bit. Sitting with difficulty and shifting back to the breath. If you continue to focus on the unpleasant sensations, perhaps breathing with them, accepting them, allowing them, letting them be as they are in this moment. Remembering that by saying or thinking, it's already here, whatever it is already here, you're not judging or agreeing with the situation. You're not saying, this is okay, or I want this. You're simply remaining open to whatever sensations are already there. Perhaps being aware of the sensations in the body along with the breath in the body. Either breathing intentionally into those places in the body that are really standing out, or just noticing the breath in the body along with them. Perhaps you've noticed that body sensations have shifted, and they're shifting your attention to the various places in the body that have made themselves known. Or perhaps you've noticed body sensations are no longer asking for attention in the same way. And if so, maybe returning to focusing on the breath in the body. Continuing to make choices that are effective for you. Perhaps choosing to attend to other bodily sensations as well, or simply staying with the breath. And now, wherever your mind is, bringing attention back to the breath in the body. Maybe there's a spot that jumps right out where the breath makes itself known, or maybe doing a little scan to notice wherever in the body in this moment the breath is making itself known. And bringing all awareness to just that part of the body where the breath is making itself known. Nothing to change. Nothing to do. Just letting the breath breathe itself.